Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. 7:05 in the morning, October the 5th. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It's Friday. Yes. And how would you like to wake up every Friday morning with people calling you and Facebook messages that says somebody has tagged a photo of Linda, and it's a naked picture. Not of Linda, but they put it on the onto her website or her Facebook page. Well, of course, she pulls it down and found out whoever this person was and defriended them and sent him a message saying, I hope your face falls off. But the thing is that thank you for everybody that called and let us know that this was up. Unfortunately, you know, frankly, I'm just, you know, and jump into this, Bad Bob, you're probably better at this than I am, but I have never put a photo on my Facebook page, and yet I've got like 60 photos on there. And how does this thing work? Does somebody take, and it can be a picture of anything, and they put it on, they send it to you at Facebook, and now all of a sudden it's on.
It can be posted to your wall.
Yeah, yes. So what's this?
That's basically how Facebook works.
Any photo?
It cannot violate Facebook terms of service.
Well,
was this a full nude or was it a lingerie picture?
No, full nude. Bent over.
That is against Facebook terms of service, and it should, the software should have caught it, but of course some stuff will get through. Now the person responsible for posting that, will, probably lose their account, but of course you can create an account over and over and over again.
Yeah, how many accounts do you have?
I only have one because that's all I can really
Fazid. The other one's not Fazid, is it?
No.
Okay, you weren't the one that sent it, huh?
Fazid,
something like that. It was obviously an Islamic terrorist putting pictures of nude women up on Facebook, an Islamic terrorist, you know, a fundamentalist. You know what? I'm not sure how this works.
Yeah, that is violation of terms of service, and the IP address associated with that account will be shut down.
Well, it was reported that way. Okay, let's go on to serious stuff. Let's go to Kathy Lathrop Cummings, and let's go talk to our Wells Fargo advisors for our Market Minute. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive this morning, 56 points at 13,631. Standard & Poor's 500 is positive 6 at 1467, and the NASDAQ is positive 12 at 3161. Active stocks this morning include Bank of America up 8 cents at $9.49, and Hewlett-Packard down 13 cents at $14.81. Stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is up 2 cents at $16.01. North Valley Bank is up 3 cents at $13.73. Turning to the bond market, we are finding lowered prices this morning, which has brought the 30-year Treasury yield up to 2.94%. Over in the commodity markets, crude oil is down $1.41 at $90.30. Gold is down $12.70 at $17.83.80, and silver is down 28 cents at $34.82. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, Kathy, thank you very much. You need to listen for our Wells Fargo Minute, weekday mornings at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 right here on KCNR, brought to you by the Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive. Give them a call at 243-7561. Find out what's going on in Wall Street. Bad Bob, what's the weather before we take this break?
Well, we'll see some partly cloudy skies. Beautiful sunrise on tap right now. High will be in the lower 80s. Mainly clear tonight. Beautiful sleeping weather with low of 52 and light variable winds. Sunny tomorrow. The high only about 83 degrees. In Reading, 55 degrees. And the report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyard.
We had friends went up there yesterday. Went horseback riding and then for pizza. Went up and saw the chapel, that beautiful chapel that the county would like to turn would like to tear down, even though it was made by the finest artisans from around here, finest contractors and Italian stonemasons. Do you really want to tear that down, Shasta County? Okay. I'm sorry, that was just an aside. Anyway, in Selma Vineyards, they've got music this weekend, I think we're heading out there for brunch on Saturday. 474-5546. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back. We want to talk jobless figures. We want to talk about Obama talking smack about Romney. You know, does this remind you of remember you're in grade school, and two kids got into a fight, and one kid got beat? And the next thing I always do is talk about smack, how much tougher he is. And, oh, gosh, if that guy was around right now, I'd tell him what I think of him. Yeah, I tell him what I think of him. Does that remind you of this one?
Put him up.
And, you know, oh, excuse me, if you're so good, what happened the other night? Okay, we'll be right back. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Linda is actually in about a half an hour, is heading out to Fittings because it's Make-A-Wish tonight, and all the girls are down there getting all their new gowns and clothes fitted this morning. So we'll be right back.
Lions Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services, and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
I'm called the Guru, and I'm going to teach you how to flow life's energy through your chakras so you can view the world through your third eye.
Flow freely through my what's? Hate to break it to you, Mr. Guru, sir, but I've only got two eyes. Hey, Papa Bear, how's the dancing coming?
Ooh, these guys sure know how to have fun.
I know we're trying to find our inner bear and all so we can make Black Bear Diner the best it can be for our customers. But
remember, guys, the journey to enlightenment flows along a path in and out of the surrounding world.
Do you have any idea what this guy's talking about, Papa Bear?
Not really. Do you?
Nope. All I can think about is enjoying a Bigfoot chicken fried steak with mashed potatoes smothered in country gravy.
Yeah, or huge Hungry Man steak and eggs breakfast. It's served all day.
Let's go give our inner bear something to chew on.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is getting ready for Make-A-Wish. That's tonight out of Wind River. Wind River being big supporters of this Make-A-Wish Foundation. And so they're having a big fashion show.
Well, a big to do.
A big to do. Well, she's got, well, see, all the girls that are in it, women that are in it, are, have all got to be fitted this morning. So they're all, you know, going down there and fitting all this. And then, because they've got to be back early this afternoon. And then Linda's singing tonight a song that she wrote specifically. But she wrote it, it's, Let the Miracles Begin. And she wrote it for, when she was doing an AIDS concert, you know, benefit for AIDS. And, but it works perfectly right here. And then, of course, Tom Basenko and I will be there in our tuxes, being the auctioneers, and Patrick, of Patrick and Billy.
You do
will be there
up
being
nice.
The MC. Yeah, well, you know, you have to. You try. Okay. The jobless figures dropped to 7.8. Does anybody think that, ooh, those books could have been cooked a little bit?
Creative.
When you look at and you see that, you know, not, you know, you see in 40 major cities, the unemployment rate went down. But the reason went down, and this is the specific reason, they said people stopped looking for work. Hello? That doesn't mean the unemployment figures go down. That means people have stopped going to work. We, in the whole United States, last month, made an astounding 114,000 new jobs in this whole America. All right? Okay. For an economy to be healthy, you've got to have an unemployment rate like around 5.2. You say, why shouldn't it be zero? Because that's impossible. 5.2 means a healthy economy. We're still at 7.8, but it's much higher than that. And this is what I don't understand. Why don't people count the people that are underemployed or got part-time jobs or all that? That brings it up to about 15%. Get real. Really, literally, get real. You heard what Obama was trying to say the other night, and he lost big time. How can you come up with, oh, we dropped? Well, we dropped because people are not looking for work. They've quit. They've given up. Oh, nada. I can't stand it any longer. Wrong. Okay.
These are the sort of statistics that would make Mark Twain proud.
Oh, yeah. What is it he said?
There are lies, damned lies, and statistics.
There you go. And so I just hear this. And, oh, you know, and of course, Obama is on the campaign trail. If you listen to him and his surrogates, he is prancing around. Oh, yeah, you know, that wasn't the real Romney that was there. That wasn't the real Romney at the debate. The real Romney is who I tell you it is. Excuse me. Oh. But the real Romney was there. We're not sure who he was debating, but we know that Romney was there.
He was debating the empty chair.
Oh, my God. You know what? Clint Eastwood hit it. There it is. Empty chair. You know, if President Obama had four more minutes to speak than Romney. Romney could have spoke for half the time and still paddled the president. You know, when the president's talking like that, that's not the real Romney. That's not the real Romney. It reminds me of a child when you're in elementary school. The two kids get into a fight, a little kid's fight, or you're swinging around, you know, you're trying to hit each other, or you're wrestling around on the ground, and the girls laugh. And then the one that loses gets up, not right then, because they can't, because then they could just get knocked down again. The next day, we're talking smack. Hey, you should have seen me. I just tattooed him. I tattooed him. Well, come on. Anybody that saw the debate, even your own people, President Obama, just went, oh, my God, your pants were pulled down and you were spanked. So you can come back and all your spinmeisters can come out and you can say, oh, is that $5 trillion tax package? Well, at the same time you were on saying that, on the other channel, Stephanie Cutter was saying, okay, it's not $5 trillion. It's not $5 trillion, you know, we overspoke. So the same time the president is pushing his malarkey out there, his own people are saying, you're wrong. Now, on the other hand, I just saw in the latest that Romney takes back the 47% and says he was wrong. Not that he is not elegantly stated, but that he was completely wrong. And he did this during, it was secretly recorded at a fundraiser. Okay, it's, you know, a secretly recorded fundraiser. But hey, guess what? You're going to say something, you better stand by it. When Obama was secretly recorded by saying they're going to cling to their guns and their religion, that came out, not, of course, to the extent this did, because the media is, of course, on Obama's side and has their face so far up his butt that, you know what, they need to wash their face every time they, you know, every time they look in the mirror. Is that, can I say that?
I imagine that you just did.
I just did. Okay. Yep. So, Romney said, hey, I said I was wrong. They were spoken off the cuff. However, he didn't disavow him. He just said, as the remarks that were raised, his campaign supports 100% in America. Now, you know, here's the thing. I looked at Romney. Romney was ready. Romney was ready in that debate. He came out with a plan. He came out with purpose. He came out to say, this is what I'm going to do. He did not be wishy-washy. He wasn't, you know, the professor, the professor demeanor. You know what? We don't need that. We don't need that. We need somebody that we know is going to take charge and is going to do something to change our country and change it in such a way that there are real jobs, that we have 400,000 jobs. Romney said, I am going to go after to make us energy independent. It will make 12 million jobs. Now, we had on the show yesterday a gentleman by the name of Daniel Yerkin, who's probably one of the experts in the field of energy. Written a Pulitzer Prize book on it. He has written a second book. We had him on, The Quest. And he said, yes, that's very possible. When you count it out, yes, 12 million jobs by going after energy. We got to take a break. Carl on the Bot, Free Fly Radio, KCNR 1460.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Aaron's, Budweiser, Pepsi, Napa Auto Parts, Taco Bell, and Les Schwab Tires present the 15th annual Crowdy Motors West Coast Monster Truck National. The Patriot, Obsession, M2D Thunder, Captain USA, Shocker, and many more will all come to challenge Bigfoot. Also, freestyle motocross with sick tricks and backflips. Local Tough Trucks will be competing for $3,000 in cash in the Hill Enterprises Tough Truck Challenge. Plus, the Hillbilly and much more. And hey, don't you dare miss the Palomino Room Monster Truck Madness Parade downtown, right in front of the courthouse, this coming Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. This is where you get up close, meet the drivers, and get their autograph. And it's absolutely free. That's this coming Thursday night, 6 p.m. in front of the courthouse downtown. The Palomino Room Monster Truck Madness Parade. And get ready for an incredible weekend at the West Coast Monster Truck National this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the fairgrounds in Red Bluff.
We can't afford this anymore.
If you live in the city of Reading and you're concerned about the finances of the city, so am I. Hi, I'm Gary Catt, candidate for Reading City Council. Having attended almost every city council meeting in the past 6 years, I've spoken during the tough financial times, and I remember the votes that put our city in the current serious financial crisis. In years past, the finances of the city were healthy and times were good for all of us. Since 2008, circumstances have changed dramatically. Unfortunately, many of the decisions made during the good times have come back to haunt us, and now the taxpayers have been put in a position to make up the financial shortfalls, costing us millions of dollars a year. The city of Reading is not alone. If our city is to survive financially and prosper, we must think long-term, making sure our decisions sustain us through the good times and the bad. If you, too, want to protect Reading's future, I ask for your vote. Gary Cadd for Reading City Council.
Paid for by Gary Cadd for Reading City Council.
This is Mike Huber with Estate Granite and Things. Do you know the status of your granite? Is your granite or engineered stone countertop starting to show a little wear and tear? Let the experts at Estate Granite and Things take care of your countertops and make them look their very best. Our restoration service can bring your granite status back up to new again. Plus, we can advise you on other issues with your countertops, turning ordinary kitchens and baths into a space that you can be proud of. For all your remodeling and restoration needs, Estate Granite and Things. Call us today, 241-STONE or EstateGranite.com.
This is Ed K. Blue at KCNR 1460 AM, inviting you to listen to our show, Bold Truth with Ed K. Blue and Wampus, on Fridays from 10 to 11 AM, where we explore and expose what is and what isn't the bold truth.
Please join us on our quest for the truth. It will change the way you think and what you believe.
The Bold Truth, Fridays on KCNR, brought to you by California RV and Trailer and Stroop's Chainsaw.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl on the Bot. Linda is getting ready for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. All the girls are getting together this morning. They're getting trying on all these clothes because it's going to be a fashion fest. So this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our buddies down there, Joe and Shelley. Espresso Joe's, it's going to start getting colder. It's 58 degrees now. It's going to be getting colder and colder here. So you want to have that coffee ready. You want to have that coffee ready. And Espresso Joe's has got the best coffee at the greatest prices. Plus, they will meet or beat any price for tobacco in this town. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. All right. We talk about fundraisers, and we talk about, you know, fundraisers a lot. There's going to be one Monday, my friends. It's going to be in Anderson River Park. It's going to be at 6 p.m. It's a fundraiser for Raven Chavez, a 19-year-old girl that was paralyzed in a June car wreck. We know Raven, and she is just a beautiful, beautiful young lady.
There's an angel who walked.
Yeah, and, you know, Linda, you know, was helping her with her singing because she had a beautiful voice. It's such a tragic one-person accident. But if you go, it's at 6 p.m. Monday at Anderson River Park. It costs $7. And frankly, just going down there and donating to help her is just, you know what, it's a good thing to do. More information is 365-2741, extension 1675. That's 365-2741, extension 1675. The Raven Chavez fundraiser concert. 6 p.m. Monday at the Anderson River Park.
Yeah, Fred's been a friend of mine for quite a few years, and this really was I would not wish this on any parent. So, yeah, I think if the community can come together and show what we are up here in Northern California, that would be just extra, extra special. I've had the pleasure of working with Fred off and on for all these years. He was absolutely devoted to that young lady and still is. And if we can help out, by golly, I'm going to certainly make my effort to be down there, Carl.
Well, you know, I think a lot of people should. And you know what? Even if you can't be there, you know, just give them a call and see if there's a way you can send some money over there. That's Monday. We'll talk about it again Monday, Bob. Let's not forget this.
Yeah.
Something else that's happening on this weekend, of course, is the monster trucks.
You notice the delivery they use in those commercials. I love it.
It's going to start Friday and Saturday. The gates open at 5 p.m. Now, there is a Think Pink breast cancer awareness. Now, this is a different Think Pink, my friends. NorCal Top Shot. Presented by the Tehama Shooters Association to benefit NorCal Think Pink. On Sunday, October 7th. Help pull the trigger on breast cancer. It's going to be out of the Tehama Shooters Range on 26950 Manton Road. You're going to shoot handguns, rifles, black powder. You're going to be shooting like trap. You're going to be shooting everything there, and a knife throw, and an archery station.
I love this area.
All. You're going to be doing it all, and it's a $50 entry fee. All firearms are provided. All ammunition provided. The only thing you do is bring yourself out there and say, I'm ready to shoot. And here comes Bob Davy Crockett Belongi.
I love this area. Where else are you going to find this sort of thing for a very worthy cause?
Okay, look, you need to give somebody a call at 529-9375 because it can only take 100 contestants here. And something tells me is that people are going to be coming out of the woods for this. And it supports breast cancer awareness. Give them a call, again, 530-529-9375. It's the Tehama Shooters Association. It's just, you know what? You just got to love it here. Monster trucks in a shootout against cancer.
And Shasta Startup, they talk about, you know, when I was growing up, people would complain there wasn't a lot to do up here. Now, every weekend, you've got to pick and choose, and sometimes it's a hard choice.
You know what? People ask us to, you know, MC and support things, and, you know, we're so happy to do that. You know, we're, you know, community radio, right? That's what you do. And, you know, we're already out to next March.
People
have asked us, you know, for things to do. I mean, because, and you're right. I mean, people are trying to, you know, they plan something, and you know what? There's four of the things piled onto it. And so, I mean, actually, I know one real big fundraiser changed their date because of the Women's Refuge Crab Feed.
Oh, yeah.
How can you compete against that? You can't.
That's one of my favorite things to do is the crab feed down there.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we have Melissa Hunt. She's going to talk. Speaking of raising money and for good causes, Melissa Hunt's going to be here. She's going to climb up on the roof again. So what roof is she going to be on, and why did she climb up there? We're going to find that as soon as we get back. And at 8 o'clock, we got Misty MacArthur on talking about her reelection campaign. Carlin and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Fox Business Network, the rally on Wall Street continues following the government's September payrolls report showing a surprise drop in the jobless rate. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's up about 50 points. It's game over for Dave & Buster's Wall Street debut. The dining and arcade operator withdrew its IPO plans here in the U.S., citing market conditions. And it's James Bond's 50th anniversary. Since this day in 1962, there have been 22 007 spy films, with another Skyfall due out at the end of the month. The James Bond film franchise has been one of the most successful and longest running of all time, grossing nearly $5 billion at the box office to date, putting it in second place behind Harry Potter. Bond is 50% owned by MGM. The famed Hollywood studio emerged from bankruptcy 2 years ago and has already filed for an IPO. That stock debut is expected by the end of the year, timed to the release of Skyfall and the prequel to Lord of the Rings. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. We're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free, get two free gifts, and free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. Visit GetProactive.com or call 1-800-620-6071. That's 1-800-620-6071.
Jeff, Shirley, and the Anderson Cottonwood Seroptimus invite you to the Fall Home and Holiday Show, October 13th and 14th at the Fairgrounds in Anderson. The holidays will be here before you know it. Need new flooring, new appliances, and furniture? Looking for the latest in home electronics and holiday gift ideas? You'll find all that and much more at the home show everyone looks forward to, the original Fall Home and Holiday Show, October 13th and 14th at the Fairgrounds in Anderson. Meet with local experts for all the advice and tips you need to prepare for the holidays all in one convenient location. You'll find everything you need to make this holiday season a family event to remember, with ideas and designs from local businesses ready and willing to serve all your home improvement and decorating needs, and holiday gift ideas for everyone on your shopping list. The Shasta Garden Railroad Society will display their large-scale trains all dressed up for the holidays, and the Saturday barbecue competition, all at the original local Fall Home and Holiday Show, Saturday and Sunday, October 13th and 14th at the Fairgrounds in Anderson.
The problem with California is there are too many politicians in Sacramento and not enough regular, hardworking people. That's why we need Brian Daly in the State Assembly. Brian Daly is a third-generation farmer and a small business owner who knows the value of integrity and a hard day's work. Brian Daly has balanced budgets, met a payroll, and created jobs. Brian Daly has fought against those in government who would take away our water and private property rights. And Brian Daly will work to end government regulation of our farms and businesses. If we want to fix the problems in Sacramento, then let's send a farmer to the State Assembly, someone who understands our way of life.
This is Brian Daly. We need representatives who are serious about working hard and getting the job done. As a third-generation farmer and small business owner, I'll fight for more jobs and a financially sound government. I would be honored to have your support. Paid for by Brian Daly for Assembly, 2012.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Tough times don't have to mean bad times for those who choose to meet the challenges of today's business climate. Every Friday morning on KCNR 1460, we salute the spirit of innovation, discuss new ways of thinking, and celebrate success on Shasta Startup. Join us from 9 to 10 a.m. this Friday to hear how local established businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders are stepping up to get the job done. Brought to you by S.J. Denham Motors Chrysler Jeep.
Listen to Shasta Startup Friday mornings 9 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBot, Linda's getting ready for the big, big Make-A-Wish tonight. She and a bunch of ladies are getting fittings for their, there's going to be a fashion show and there's going to be auctions and all that. So that's down at the Wind River tonight. Starts. Are you going to be there?
No, I'm not. I'm going to be with Melissa.
Oh, that's right, and that's what we're going to talk about. But this portion of the show is brought to you by, you know, it's getting colder out there, so what do you want to do? It's Shasta Gas Propane. You got to ask yourself about when you're getting these heating bills and all this, you know, gosh, how do we pay for it? Do they offer, do the other services, they offer you a flexible payment plan, like budget payments? If you prefer to spread your heating bills over the year, call Shasta Gas Propane at 365-3793. And they offer gas and propane, of course. As everybody does, it's in this business. They also offer the service. They also offer discounts to veterans and seniors. That's Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. Okay. Melissa on the roof has entered the studio. Melissa Hunt. Also with her is Mike Burke. Good morning.
Good morning.
And, okay. Why are you going on the roof? And it, first of all, it's a huge success every time you do it. It's like when Melissa grabs the ladder, you just want to reach in your pocket to give her money.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
So this is going to be from tonight.
Yes,
you're going tonight. That's why you're not joining us over at Make-A-Wish. You know what?
Yeah.
That's kind of a lot to do just to avoid Make-A-Wish. You know, because Barbara Harrison know you're climbing a roof to get
this. She does, and she's very much supportive of me as well.
Okay.
She loves us, too.
Okay, yeah. Melissa, tell us what this is about.
Well, first of all, my middle name, I think, has changed to On the Roof. Melissa On the Roof Hunt. And this is the fourth one we get to do this time around. We're doing it for the Shasta Family Justice Center, and I like to focus on youth programs in our area. This fundraiser started out with a competition for the Plus One Mentors, and we were award-winning the first year and the second year when it came down to it. And the third year, we went to another – they didn't have the competition, so we went – it was so successful. We picked up another nonprofit that focused on youth. And then Mike, I've always been friends with the Shasta Family Justice Center since day one when they were even – the idea was – hey, do you remember that? You were at Capone's, Carl, that night,
yeah,
weren't you?
Yeah.
When Casey Gwynn came up and discussed
it
that
night. He came
on
our show. We've been backing Michael and the Family Justice Center
since the beginning, before
Michael was
before
here.
Before me.
Right,
absolutely.
Yes,
it was Angela Fitzgerald.
It was.
Yes,
back
now McClure. Yep.
Now McClure,
yep.
But she came in and brought Michael. He was on our show for the first time, and look what's happened.
Yes.
It's become a huge success.
We took that field trip down to the Oakland area and, was it Alameda?
Alameda Family Justice Center.
And saw what a one-stop shop place it could be for the people who have suffered from domestic violence in communities. So Mike approached me and he knew about Melissa on the Roof and he said, hey, you want to do it for the Shasta Family Justice Center? And how could I resist?
Oh, that's sweet. And it's such a great cause. Like Melissa said, she's been involved with the Family Justice Center way longer than I have. I came on board in August of 2010 and you started back in 2009 attending meetings and just finding out what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really how the Family Justice Center movement around the world.
Mm-hmm.
They just opened some Family Justice Centers in Guam. I just saw pictures on the National Alliance website. Yeah, they're in Guam, Saudi Arabia. They're in they opened 15 centers in Mexico. Mexico's taking on this big because it's a simple concept. Put everybody under one roof. Give a victim who's at the most troubled time in their lives a chance to go into one place and not have to travel all over town to get the services they need. And the simple concept is working. Our busiest month, we had 587 visits for service from men, women, and children. So it's an amazing, amazing place that just so many people have supported. Like Melissa, and we're the only center in America not to receive federal funding or state and local funding. We do have in-kind support, and we just from the county with APS, Adult Protective Services, and Crime Victims Assistance. Mm-hmm. But it's people like Melissa, it's people like you, Carl, who make the difference to make this community rally together for these people.
Well, here's some comments here. There's something quite entertaining just watching a woman camp out on a roof. I have gone down just to watch, and Melissa's a hoot. A hoot on the roof.
That's what we could change it to. Melissa the hoot on the roof.
No.
Or the kook on the roof.
And,
you know I love it.
It goes in to say, I want to support Melissa. I love what she does. She's a real trooper and so much fun. She makes giving money away. My computer quit. Enjoyable.
Oh, good.
Thank you very much, Sharon. You know what? Sharon's a trooper, too. She's right out there helping people all the time. But it is. And we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Melissa Hunt, Michael Burke, we're talking about Melissa on the roof to raise money. We'll be right back.
When this whole world starts getting me down and people are just too much for me to face, I climb way up to the top of the stairs and all my cares just drift right into space.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
There's a new car dealership in Shasta County, and it only sells lemons. That dealership has its grand opening on the Shasta College Theater stage, October 11th to the 20th. Don't just get mad. Find out how to get even with that salesman that sold you that lemon. Lemons is a hilarious adult comedy by Kent Broadhurst. For performance times and ticket information, go to shastacollege.edu/theater or get your tickets at the box office before each performance of Lemons.
Here's North State Conservative Jim Nielsen.
Hi, this is Jim Nielsen. You know, the Sacramento politicians have really made a mess of things. They increase spending and pile regulations on our farms and small businesses. And their only plan for California is to raise taxes. Taxes kill jobs. We don't need more government. We need more jobs. We don't need more regulations. We need more freedom. It's time to take back the checkbook and remind Sacramento that they aren't the boss. We are. We can start by defeating Jerry Brown's tax increase, derailing his $100 billion high-speed fantasy train, and stopping his scheme for a peripheral tunnel. North State water should be used right here to grow our crops, not shipped south to hose down tennis courts in Beverly Hills. This is Jim Nielsen,
a conservative rancher with North State values and good common sense. Jim Nielsen for Senate. He fights for us.
Paid for by taxpayers for Jim Nielsen, Senate 2012.
Hello, I'm Bill Chappelle, candidate for supervisor in District 4. In this year's District 4 race, you have a distinct choice. You can vote for 25 years of government experience with the same philosophy that got us to the point we are now. More government in our lives, more regulations, more bureaucracy, and more of the same. Or you can vote for 25 years of private sector experience. As a businessman and an active member of District 4, I have a unique understanding of the problems in our district, including water rights, personal property rights, oppressive governmental regulations, and more. Your vote for me is a vote for your rights and those of future generations. Although I have a long list of supporters and endorsements, the only endorsement that really matters is yours. When elected on November 6th, I know exactly who I am working for, the people of Shasta County. Thank you for considering me to represent you as a supervisor in District 4. Together, we make a difference.
Paid for by William Chappelle, Supervisor District 4, 2012.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl and the Bot, it is 7:44 in the morning on October the 5th. Hope you're having a great day. It's going to be a great day. It's going to be cooler today. But you know what? Now's the time. Then you got that little ding in your windshield. Got that little crack that could go really big. Redding Crack Master Windshield Repair. Jeff at Crackmaster can give a guarantee that other shops can't. He'll come in there and he'll fix that little crack, or he'll fix that ding, or he'll fix that crack up to 24 inches. and he guarantees his work. That's right, he guarantees his work. I've had a crack in my windshield he fixed 3 years ago. It's 12 inches long, and it has never gotten any bigger, and you can't see it. I mean,
wow.
Come on. Oh, yeah. No, I'm serious. Oh, yeah, he can take it. Yeah, he can do 24 inches. He's got a special process that works, and he takes it and puts it inside his garage there and keeps the climate controlled, and he does it. He does a great job. So give him a call at 241-837-3 or just head on down Market Street to 3280 Market Street right here in Redding. Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Melissa Hunt's here with me. And also Michael Burke, because they're here. I'm Melissa on the roof.
Yes.
To gather funds or to raise funds for the Shasta Family Justice Center.
Yes.
Have you ever spent 27 hours on the roof of anywhere, Carl?
Well, you know what, Mike? Yes, I have.
Have you?
Where I at? Sure have. Well, let me see. There was a time in Mogadishu, Somalia.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
There's been several times in Baghdad, a couple of times in Ramadi.
But how about Anderson, California?
Well, no, never not in Anderson, California. It was probably safer in those other places.
Yes.
No. You know what? I wouldn't have as much fun as this if I was going to be on a roof with Melissa for 27 hours.
You know, I thought the first year I did this, I thought I was going to have a lot of fun in the middle of the night. And I actually had one of my friends stay up there with me to make sure, you know, just to hang out. And when it comes down to it, we thought we'd be playing all night. No, I'm so exhausted that I fell into my sleeping bag and I was out.
Well, now you do, but it's a good way. Now, how do people give money for this? I mean, do they just put it in your little, you know, what? Do you just put a bucket down there and you pull it back up, or
yes.
How do they do it?
Well, we do that as well, and they can make donations, straight donations. We've got numerous raffle baskets. They can buy tickets to raffle baskets. All kinds of great prizes we're giving away. One is 100 tickets to the movie theater there in Anderson. Mike, what's that other one?
We have 100 movie tickets to Valley 11. That's a separate drawing. The tickets are a little bit different.
But
then the other drawings we have a 6-person river rafting trip up on the Klamath River with Kidder Creek Camp, where we're doing our Camp Hope next year.
And if that person that wins only has 5 people, I would love
it's
to go.
It's so much fun. I went last weekend. It was so much fun. And we have over $200 worth of prizes from Wind River and
awesome.
Gift certificates.
They've been good,
we
supportive.
Have great gift
Marie's
certificates
gonna be
from
on the
all
roof
of
with me as
Maria
well.
Is. So you're going to have Mary's Pizza Shack has a basket. The Shasta Outlets, Linda, put together a wonderful basket. We just have so many prizes. Boheme Spa came through, and I could name them all. They're all listed on Melissa on the Roof on Facebook, so if you look that up. And you can also give right now if you log on to ShastaFJC.org. That's ShastaFJC.org. You can find a link there right to Melissa on the Roof. Click on that. You'll find out everything you need to know, all of our great sponsors, including Hilltop Estates, which came in big time for us.
Yes.
And you can donate right there online.
Super. Now, tip of firefighter?
That's happening Saturday, noon to 4. We're going to have some of our finest from Anderson and Happy Valley firefighters, and they're coming down to support Shasta Family Justice Center as well. And you're going to be able to just tip a firefighter and everything. You tip a firefighter and thank them for Ponderosa firefighting and all those different local fires we've had lately. We can love on them, and that all that money goes right to the Shasta Family Justice Center.
And Mary's Pizza Shack, too. They're donating portion of their proceeds. I don't know if you've ever had them on your show, but you should.
We've had Mary's on the show
before.
Oh, they're
just wonderful.
We've had them both, and I realize it's like the second or third. In fact, I went down there, and I made a pizza.
Yeah.
I mean, I was one
you
of
were part
pizza,
of our celebrity
that,
pizza
the
contest.
Celebrity pizza. Well, right. You know, I thought, you know what, I thought I was being cute when I made half veggie and half meat. And the only comment was, oh, since when did you ever have a problem making up your mind? Okay. So I realized right then it was a tactical error that I'd made. And, of course, the pizza itself was, okay.
But they're donating a portion of their proceeds for the entire time they're open that Melissa's on the roof to the Family Justice Center, to our Camp Hope kids. I was looking here, too, and you figure when Melissa reaches out to children, and I, you know, mentoring's at my heart, and mm-hmm. I ran Plus One Mentors for a while, but anywhere between 3 and 10 million children under the age of 8 are affected nationally by domestic violence. And right here in this community, it happens to people we know and love, or mm-hmm. maybe it's part of us. You know, it's not those people. It's people we know, people we love. So what Melissa's doing is just phenomenal.
And you always are a winner up there, Melissa. You always bring in...
Well, you know, this started years ago. I was home from college, and I was driving in downtown Reading with my mom. And my mom was talking, and I looked over, and I saw a billboard sign, and I saw what I thought was a homeless man covering himself up with a blanket on the edge of this board, this I don't know, big billboard. And I said, Mom, look, there's a homeless man on that billboard. And she says, no, they're doing a promotion. And she just keeps on driving. But it made an impact on me. It's like, what are they doing? And that's what came to my mind when I was thinking about Melissa on the Roof before it was even completely Melissa on the Roof. And it's like, you got to make a statement somewhere. And I don't want to be that person that's sitting up there reading and boring when somebody drives by. I want to...
You never struck me as being boring.
I wanted to bring them into the fun. And I really do have a lot of fun up there. I've got a lot of guests that are coming up, along with Mike and Gene King. Well, along with Mike tonight, Gene King from the Women's Refuge is going to be joining me. And I've got Roxanne Burke and Christine Haggard, who are going to join me tonight, and they are from
the Health and Human Service Agency and Public Health.
Because I say public
health,
but I know that that's a they've got a new title.
Yeah.
And tomorrow we've got the Patriot Guard riders coming down, Jeff Nelson and Richard Raker with his service dog Rocky. Rocky's going to be on the roof with
me. Do you know who Rocky is?
Of course I do.
Rocky, the French bulldog.
I haven't met Rocky.
He's a French bulldog. No, he looks like a...
Richard Raker, I'm sorry. Okay, I was thinking, no.
Oh, okay.
No, his service, I'm sorry,
Little
Richard.
Rocky.
Sorry, Richard, I take it all back. Little Rocky has gone everywhere in the world.
Yes.
Rides the motorcycle.
Yes, yes. But he's now going to be on the roof of Mary's Pizza Shack with Melissa.
Woo-hoo! Yeah.
This Haven Humane Board member's happy about that.
Yeah.
And then we're going to have Hilltop Estates represented. Mike's giving me sign language.
A bounce house.
Oh, the bounce house.
We're going to have a bounce house from kids to 10 to...
I wasn't sure what Mike was doing right there myself, but I was...
I'm bouncing my fingers off my hand because...
I was thinking, this is a little strange.
That's going to be really cool. Astro Events is bringing down the Wally Bounce House, and it's going to look like Wally, and kids will be able to meet with our Women's Refuge Education Department.
Looks like Wally?
And they'll be... Yeah, the bounce house looks like Wally, and for a buck, kids can go in and jump around a good time.
Yeah.
No, Wally from Pixar.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I know we're supposed to take a break, but I'm going to finish this section up here. Okay. Melissa, well, thank you very much. I actually get to make a decision. Not right away. Okay. So Melissa on the Roof starts when?
Tonight at 5 o'clock.
Tonight at 5.
At 4:30, Anderson High and West Valley High choirs and the Anderson Band are going to join me to have a musical uplifting to go up to the roof.
And at midnight tonight, a band of angels.
There you go.
We'll float down over Mary's Pizza Shack where Melissa is. Okay, then you get on the roof. People can start coming down, and it goes from 5 o'clock tonight to
8 o'clock tomorrow night.
8 o'clock tomorrow night.
Yes.
Okay, so that gives a lot of room for everybody.
Yeah.
And the raffles and all the bounce houses and all that fun stuff will start tomorrow about 10 and go right up to about 6 or 7 tomorrow night.
Yep. Lots of fun.
Join Melissa Hunt, who does so much for our community, and she's doing a fundraiser for the Shasta Family Justice Center, which does so much for our community. Starts tonight at Mary's Pizza down in Anderson.
Yep, and I had a late notification yesterday that Senator Doug LaMalfa will be able to join me tomorrow afternoon.
Well, you know what? He's a good man, and Doug takes care of that kind of stuff.
Yes, he does. He's a very big supporter of the Women's Refuge and the Shasta Family Justice Center. It's been good.
Well, thank you. Now, before we do take a break, this is for one of our listeners that wrote in on the chat room. The fundraiser for Raven Chavez is going to be at 6 p.m. Monday at the Anderson River Park.
Yes.
It's going to be a concert. The cost is $7, which is really
nothing.
For more information, call 365-2741, 365-2741, extension 1675. And that's the Raven Chavez fundraiser concert. And she's such a sweetheart, such a, an angel. So, if you get a chance, please do that. If you can't get down there, give them a call. Find out how you can donate money to help Raven and her family, Fred and the family.
And the Anderson choir that is going to come support me is actually doing part of that concert as well. So
that's great. Okay. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. We've had Melissa Hunt on with her. Melissa on the Roof, Mike Burke from the Family Justice Center. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
On the roof, it's peaceful as can be. And there the world below, don't bother me.
This is Carl Bot.
I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Big Bike Weekend is here and it's bigger than ever. October 13th, the Shasta Center becomes Sport Bike Row, featuring the return of the swimwear competition, plus live music from Uptown, beer garden, displays, demo rides, vendors, and more. Watch Metal Militia rider Nick Dunn perform his amazing aerial action, plus the Power Curve Pit Pass experience. It's free, non-stop action all throughout the day and into the night. Big Bike Weekend, Sport Bike Row at the Shasta Center, October 13th. Brought to you by Shasta Center, Huber's Furniture, and NorCal Brewing Solutions.
Your symptoms are by now familiar. Your heart increases its pace. Your palms become sweaty. Your eyes dart back and forth, seeking escape into another dimension. And you begin to make flimsy excuses.
I gotta give the cat a bath.
The rock garden needs watering.
I can't. It's Tuesday.
Yes, you are suffering again from dentist dread. But now there's a cure for this debilitating condition. Available now online at palosidrodentistry.com or by calling 547-5757. One appointment at Dr. William Farrell's Palosadro Dentistry has been shown to effectively diminish or eliminate entirely the symptoms of dentist dread. Dr. Farrell and his able staff employ techniques gained over 30 years of military and private practice, cutting-edge technology, sedation dentistry, and evening or Saturday appointments if Tuesday really is a problem. A lovely, healthy smile and the end of dentist dread is a phone call away. 547-5757. Palosadro Dentistry. Special consideration for veterans. Financing available. OAC.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. Stop by and visit our local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, and Ram dealership. Hey, our neighbor's giving great deals on great vehicles right here. Previously owned, brand new. They're going to make a great deal for you at Redding Crown Motors. And then they take super, super great care of your vehicle when you bring it back in for maintenance, for your regular maintenance on. If there's anything wrong, they take care of it. Right down there at Redding Crown Motors. Stop by 555 Cypress Avenue or give them a call at 223-2177. Let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning. You're live on KCNR 1460.
Hey, Carl, how you doing this morning?
We're peachy. You know, people on Facebook putting weird things in, but besides that, we're okay.
Anyway, Monday night at Destiny Fellowship Church at 2570 Bonneview Road, the tea party will be having Dick Dickerson, Missy MacArthur, and Gary Cadd in a debate about city council. And I think this is going to be one of the best debates that we've had. We've got all three of the people that are running for office. It's going to be great, and, you know, a lot of times I know myself before I really started diving into this stuff, a lot of it was name recognition for me and not a situation where I really want to know or even bother to find out what the people were all about. And this really gives the public, gives the people of Reading an opportunity to hear these three candidates, talk to them alone. They get about 45 minutes with each candidate. They can even talk to them alone and ask them questions and really get involved, because I know that you and I have talked about this, that I've had my mind changed several times on several different issues just because of learning the facts.
Well, you know, that's the thing is a lot of times, you know, you see ads or you see things, and then when you listen, you drill down a little bit and you find out that you listen to the person, you ask them a question, it makes a difference. You know, there's a change there.
Yeah, and that format and the opportunity really to do that is something that we can offer people. To where you can be one-on-one. We have different classrooms, and each candidate will have a classroom, and you can go in there and go and talk to one of them or all three of them.
Okay, we're going to have to run here. We only got like about half a minute left. So tell us again when and where.
Destiny Fellowship Church, 2570 Bonneview Road, 6 o'clock Monday night.
Okay, all the city council candidates will be there for a debate and talk.
Yes, sir.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot, Terry.
Thanks, Carl.
Okay, hey, when we come back, in fact, Missy MacArthur is going to join us, and we're going to be talking about the state of the city, Missy's reelection campaign, and just Missy, which is always fun. Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. You know, miss a day, miss a lot right here.
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. The White House calls it a healing. Mitt Romney says it's not real. A big drop in unemployment last month to 7.8%, a nearly four-year low with 114,000 jobs created. President Obama is about to react at a rally in Fairfax, Virginia, where Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz is live.
The president will begin his campaign speech here at Fairfax, Virginia's George Mason University with remarks about those economic numbers. Now, we already have one reaction from the White House. Alan Krueger, chairman of the Council of Economic Advisers, says more work remains to be done, but he says today's employment report provides further evidence that the economy is continuing to heal. And to that end, he says it's critical to keep the president's economic policies. Dave?
Now, Mike, skeptical Republican Mitt Romney will also soon rally in Virginia. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Charlottesville.
And Romney says this is not what a real recovery looks like. In a written statement, he pointed out the drop in the jobless rate is primarily due to people dropping out of the labor force. Otherwise, he says the national unemployment rate would be around 11%. This hour, Romney's due to speak at a rally in far southwestern Virginia, coal country. And after weekend events in Florida, he'll be back here in the Old Dominion Monday for a major speech on foreign policy. Dave?
Rich, there's a gas price spike in parts of California, 20 cents in some cities overnight on refinery issues. Some stations have run out of gas and refused to pay the higher wholesale prices to buy more. On Wall Street, the Dow's 63. The U.S. finally gets its way in Britain to bring a radical Muslim cleric here for trial. Fox News Radio's Simon Owen live in London.
Dave, Abu Hamza al-Masri has been fighting extradition for 8 years. He launched this final appeal on health grounds. He says he's become mentally ill and is unfit to stand trial on a series of charges, including claims he tried to set up a terror training camp in Oregon. But a judge rejecting that appeal, al-Masri could be extradited in a matter of days. Dave?
Simon, a female U.S. Marine's been killed in Afghanistan, which is not common. Just the 150th American woman to die in either Afghanistan or Iraq. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
It's autumn once again, and the leaves aren't the only things that have been falling. Hey folks, Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates are among the lowest that we've seen since the Cadillac Coupe de Ville first rolled off the line right here in Detroit City back in 1949. Yep, that's right. You can get a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage for 3.5%, APR 3.81%, but you've got to call Quicken Loans right now. Call 800-QUICKEN, that's 800-QUICKEN, or go to quickenloans.com. Right now, that super low rate is just 3.5%, APR 3.81%, for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. Our Quicken Loans mortgage experts put client service first. That's why we've got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. So call Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN, that's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com and find out for yourself why we're engineered to amaze.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Today's jobs report is getting a thorough reading. Some skeptics even claim the Obama administration cooked the numbers, which the Labor Department calls ludicrous. So how did the unemployment rate drop so much to 7.8%? There are two parts to this report, a survey of businesses that found 114,000 jobs were created. The household survey found something else.
It includes people working at home who are self-employed, agriculture workers, independent contractors. That rose, the number of people in that survey who found work in September rose by 873,000, the biggest monthly increase since June of 1983.
Fox Business Network's Peter Barnes. A Charles Manson follower who killed two people in the 1970s should be released from prison. That's what a California parole board has ruled for Bruce Davis.
I need every bit of help that we can get, pleading with the governor to overturn
this decision.
That's Deborah Tate's sister. That's Deborah Tate, who's the sister of Sharon Tate, another of the victims of the Manson family. Baseball's playoffs start today in a new expanded format. Two wild card games.
The Texas Rangers versus Baltimore and the Atlanta Braves versus St. Louis. The winner advances. The losers go home. But some argue the added postseason games give teams like St. Louis a second chance, while penalizing teams with better records, like the Braves.
Numbers are what numbers are. You can't ignore the data. But when it all comes down to it, it comes down to playing through the game.
Cardinals manager Mike Matheny, the league argues the added wild card games give fans more chances to catch more dramatic postseason do-or-die ball games. Jeff Manosso, Fox News Radio.
It's barely October. I am not ready for this. Yes, that is snow shoveling in Fargo, North Dakota. An early storm in the fall. It was like a blizzard in some areas. Some parts of northern Minnesota got more than a foot. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media with Carl and Linda Bott. 8:05 in the morning, October the 5th. Good morning. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop in our chat room, as so many have. See Sharon and Angel and Sonny and Coach Bob. And, gosh, there's just a whole lot of people in it. Gosh, it's 58 degrees right now. It's going to go up into, well, we'll get into the weather here in a couple of minutes. Bad Bob's on the phone. The, our guest for this hour is going to be Reading City Councilwoman, Missy MacArthur. But we're going to get to her after we get to all of our things right here that we do first, with our, Wells Fargo advisor, Kathy Lathrop Cummings.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 61 points at 13,636. Standard & Poor's 500 is positive 6 at 1467. And the NASDAQ is positive 9 at 3159. Active stocks today include Bank of America up 11 cents at $9.52 and Citigroup up 30 cents at $35.26. Stocks of local interest, Exo Group is up 11 cents at $8.58, and Pacific Gas and Electric is up 5 cents at $42.91. Turning to the bond market, we are finding lowered prices this morning, which has brought the 10-year Treasury bond yield to 1.71%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is down $1.49 at $90.22. Gold is down $8.70 at $17.87.80, and silver is down 21 cents at $34.88. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, Kathy, thank you so much. Kathy is with the Wells Fargo Advisors. We have the Market Minute on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. They're located on Park Marina Drive right here in Reading, and you can give them a call at 243-7561. Now, we have, if it's Friday, we must have our health tips. And from Adamson's Peak Performance, here's Dawn. Good morning, Dawn.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm great. What you got for us this morning?
Well, I have some quick 5 to 10 minute breakfast ideas for your audience.
Okay. We're ready.
Go ahead.
No, we're ready.
All right, great. If you like to eat your breakfast, I'd recommend an egg white omelet with spinach leaves, sprinkles of feta cheese, and served with a slice of whole wheat toast. And you can get all those ingredients from Trader Joe's. They're already ready-made as well. If you like to drink your breakfast, you can do a protein powder shake with blueberries, a banana, and add water or milk and some milled flaxseed. If you like to have yogurt in the morning, you can do the same ingredients on top of the Faye Greek yogurt. And we want to stay within the ratio of 25 grams of protein, 25 grams of carbs, and about 10 grams of fat. And all three of those ideas provide a pretty balanced breakfast.
So having drinking your breakfast and have it include at least one Great White and one tangerine beer in that probably doesn't count. Is that right, Dawn?
That sounds more like a treat after you've been eating well all week long.
Okay, so you get to have treats like that.
Every once in a while, you should definitely enjoy yourself.
Well, these are quick meals that people on the go can make, but it is important to have breakfast every morning.
It absolutely is. It gets your body started for the day, and it begins to boost your metabolism and just keep a fat-burning zone.
Great. Okay, Dawn from Adamson's Peak Performance with our health tip of the week here. Thanks a lot, Dawn.
Have a great day.
You bet. Okay. Wow. What's the weather now?
Partly cloudy, high in the lower 80s, clear tonight under great sleeping weather with a low of 52. Sunny tomorrow, a high again in the lower 80s. And in Reading at this time, 55 degrees. The report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, yeah. Tonight, tomorrow, music, great food. Linda's brother's coming up tonight. We're going to be here to make a wish at the gala there. But then we're going to go see Weird Al Yankovic tomorrow night because I've been told that's where I'm going. But we're going to have a brunch. But first, before we go there, of course, we're going to go to the Harley-Davidson Open House out there on Twin View. All of that stuff's happening. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to Missy MacArthur. But somebody just said, you know, as you know, that Linda was had somebody tag a picture onto her Facebook account that was obscene. And it was of some person we don't even know, but it was obviously one of her friends. But as Angel says, that she says, I changed all of our privacy settings this morning and enabled the pre-approval. I guess that means is before anybody can put anything, is this right, Bob?
On your wall, yes.
On your wall, before anybody can put it on, you get pre-approval. I think that is just a great idea. Yes. Angel, thank you so much for that idea. And why didn't you think of that, Bob?
Well, a lot of these Boomer settings, tech. You really have to, and we're going to talk about that probably in an upcoming episode. We are going to talk about Facebook a little bit. I don't use Facebook the way maybe that I ought to, but a lot of the settings like blocking the ads and non-approved postings, you really have to dig around through the menus
you
to
do.
Get to them.
You do. That's tough.
And it's kind of a pain. And I'm going to make a prediction here on the air that I think Facebook's time as a force for social media is limited to about 2 more years, and they're going to lose it.
Why?
Because that's about the shelf life of any internet sensation. YouTube is starting to slide badly.
Okay.
So these things
now,
that we've become familiar with.
Bob, what I'd like you to do is, you know, I know you're going to be really busy this weekend, but maybe at some time really soon you can give us a class to all of our listeners about how they can control their own Facebook account. I'd
social
like
media, the mining of personal data through social media is a multi-billion dollar business. In fact, the Justin Bieber website, we're going to talk about this weekend, just got slapped with a $1 million fine from the Federal Trade Commission for collecting information on children.
Oh, okay. Well, that's Boomer Tech, and that's Saturday at 12 o'clock. Thanks a lot. Okay, we're going to take a break and come back. We got Missy with us. Can't wait to talk to Missy. Carl on the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
Years, Mike's Music and Sound is your back-to-school music headquarters. Mike's Music and Sound has everything you or your little one needs for the school year, like the best deals on instrument rentals and all the music books they need for school. They even do repairs and tune-ups on your instruments to get them in the best playing condition for the school year. Have an older musician you're shopping for? Mike's has great deals on Peavey, BC Rich, and Alvarez. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear, all checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 724 Cypress, 243-3774. Your back-to-school music headquarters.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
A Papa Bear, what are you making?
I'm building a rocket ship.
You're building a rocket ship?
Yeah. To get in touch with my inner bear, I've got to go to outer space.
Couldn't you just find your inner bear here on Earth?
Earth? Sugar Bear. I'm searching for something that no man has ever truly found before. So I got to go where no man has ever gone before. I've got to take that one big step for mankind and a Bigfoot chicken fried steak leap for the bear that growls in my soul.
Hate to break it to you, but that's your stomach, Bob, not your soul.
Yeah, I guess that could be true.
Come on, let's head over to Black Bear Diner and get a Bob's Big Bear Burger. It'll fill up your stomach and your mouth and stop all that noise you're making.
Oh, Bruce, you sure know how to make a bear happy.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. alliancehealthcare.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
Hey, Mom, thanks for breakfast.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And...
No, you go ahead. You know me. I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good.
It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
It's got to be Friday because we're beating that drum. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Hello to everybody. Hey, Bonnie Sharp, thank you so much for those kind words last night, you and Jim. 8:15 in the morning, Carl and Linda. Linda's getting ready for the Make-A-Wish big fashion show, and Missy MacArthur's with us, and she's going to be one of the, I think you're going to be one of the models, aren't you, Missy?
I am, and it's going to be an exciting night. They're going to have some Texas Hold'em tournament, $20 buy-in, and live auction, fashion show, $20. Come on down to Wind River tonight, and you're going to see Linda and I and a few other people running around.
Hors d'oeuvres and booze, I'm sure, and all kinds of stuff going on.
Yeah, prizes include a shotgun, large flat-screen TV, Las Vegas timeshare, and a River Romance boat ride. So
yeah.
There are other things, too, so come on down.
Isn't it great how the major fundraisers somehow involve a firearm? I love
you know
it.
What? For Women's Refuge, I raffled off a rifle, and I got, you know, most of the people that bought tickets were from the Women's Refuge, so I mean, I'm not sure about that.
Well, this one helps Make-A-Wish and Wings of Angels, so come on down to Wind River tonight.
And if you don't, Barbara Harrison will come to your house.
That, you know, that is the truth. It's 6 o'clock, and if you're not there, Barbara will show up
Barbara will show up at your house, and if you've got a dog outside, she'll take it until you show up. Okay.
There are a lot of great things going on this weekend. Don't forget the community cleanup tomorrow night, or tomorrow morning.
That's right.
At 8 a.m. down the Henderson Open Space behind Rayleigh's on Hartnell.
Well, usually somebody comes on and talks about that. They haven't done that this time.
Well, I hope the community comes out. I'll be down there signing people in, so
okay.
Come on down.
Yeah, come on down, because they clean up. Tons of trash out of
there. Tons.
That.
It's
okay.
Great. Bring your work gloves. Long sleeves.
Let's talk to Missy. Missy, run for re-election.
I am.
Did you think you would? When you know, because it must be at some points while you're in the middle of this, you know, of this morass of bureaucracy, you must think to yourself, I've only got a year left, and I'm just going to go do something else.
You know, if you'd asked me 2 years ago, I'd said, no, I'm not going to run again.
But I think you did say that like
I
2 years
I
ago.
I do believe I did. I am eating those words. But things have turned around. Things are better. And it's more positive. And it's just a nicer environment right now. So I sort of wanted to be on the council when there was positive things happening, besides having to do furloughs and cutbacks. And, you know, we're starting to rebuild.
Oh, yeah. So how's that happening? What's going on there?
Well, our cash reserves have gone up from $4 million in 2009 to $5.2 million anticipated budget this year. So that's a good thing.
It's a good thing.
All of the cost-cutting measures that we've instigated have paid off. So we're, you know,
Is REU raising their fees have anything to do with that?
Not really. Not per se. It's more of the furloughs and the decreased personnel. And now, for instance, because things are turning around, we're going to open the Fire Station 2, October 14th, I think is the date.
Mm-hmm.
That's just right around the corner.
The people, are they going to be people that were laid off that get hired back first? Is that the idea? Or are you going out after people?
You know, that's sort of the chief's call, and I don't know if some of the people that have been laid off are still around.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
you know, Sacramento had a great, I think it was Sacramento, one of the towns down there, did a veterans firehouse. They hired veterans, and, you know, people that were obviously physically capable and mentally capable, and put them all through fire school and then populated an entire firehouse down there with veterans returning from the wars.
I'll be darned.
Yeah.
You know, there's a great fire program out at Shasta College.
Yeah.
And they turn out some good workers there.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's a good place. I remember that this was announced that we're going to open that. When's that going to happen?
October 14th, I
October
believe.
14th. Well, good, because we just live down the street from that, so we like that.
Yeah, so about 10 days out, it looks like.
Okay, we got to take a quick break. When we come back, we got people on the line. We'll be getting back with their questions. We got Miss MacArthur here, who is running for office after how many years now?
Just four.
Four. Four. Has it been that quick?
It has.
All right, we'll be right back. Carl Lundebot, Free Fire Radio.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey. Gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend, we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
After 2 years, Bigfoot is back. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, Aaron's, Budweiser, Pepsi, Napa Auto Parts, Taco Bell, and Les Schwab Tire present the 15th annual Crowley Motors West Coast Monster Truck National. The Patriot, Obsession, M2D Thunder, Captain USA, Shocker, and many more will all come to challenge Bigfoot. Also, freestyle motocross with sick tricks and backflips. Local Tub Trucks will be competing for $3,000 in cash in the Hill Enterprises Tub Truck Challenge. Plus, the Hillbilly and much more. And hey, don't you dare miss the Palomino Room Monster Truck Madness Parade downtown, right in front of the courthouse, this coming Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m. This is where you get up close, meet the drivers, and get their autograph. And it's absolutely free. That's this coming Thursday night, 6 p.m., in front of the courthouse downtown. The Palomino Room Monster Truck Madness Parade. And get ready for an incredible weekend at the West Coast Monster Truck National this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the fairgrounds in Red Bluff.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried foods, emergency kits, and non-hybrid vegetable seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. The Patriot also carries military-style MREs. MRE stands for Meals Ready to Eat. They're a quick source of nutrition and can be heated or eaten cold. They are used by the military, first responders, and firefighters. They are an essential element in any emergency preparation and a great addition to your camping and boating supplies. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins at bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we are located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lundebot. Linda is getting ready for Make-A-Wish. And her brother coming into town. 8:24 in the morning, October the 5th. Angel, you've got some really great ideas in there talking about this Facebook stuff. We're going to have a Facebook day when we talk about how to protect yourself and your kids on Facebook, because we got the expert here, Bob Belongi.
Well, I'm going to start an anti-social network called Get Out of My Facebook.
Well, I think that's a great idea. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by, I don't know how to segue that, is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. And they want you in their face because they're open 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, and they believe in quality. They believe in giving great service to their customers. That's right. You know, it's getting ready to be cold. They've been taking care of you during the hot summer. They're going to take care of you through the cold winter. They want to serve you just the right temperature. That's great. Hey, give them a call at 221-2642. Our buddies down at Alliance Heating and Air. Go to their website, homecomfort.org. Our guest, Missy MacArthur, Reading City Councilwoman, who is running for re-election. And we have a caller, Charles. Good morning. You're on Line 1 Live on KCNR.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
A couple nights ago, actually a little longer, three nights ago, Missy, you were juxtapositioned an anecdote about a 2.5-year-old kid in the throes of anaphylaxis with your defense of the smoking ordinance proposal, which kind of intimated that a possible belief on your part that if we didn't ban smoking in all parklands, that 2-year-old kids were going to be falling over from anaphylaxis, which is, you know, a ridiculous thing to be saying. But nevertheless, what would be the point of that juxtaposition unless that kind of intimation were intended?
Okay, so, hi, Charles. I saw you. I noticed that the other night that you have that marine haircut going. It looks good. It looks real good.
Thank you.
I think Carl's influenced you a bit. Anyway, I didn't say anaphylaxis. It's actually status asthmaticus, which is a different disease in etiology. However, the point I was trying to make was not that on the river trail that you would have a child have a go into status asthmaticus, you know, an acute asthma attack. What I was trying to emphasize is how the fact that smoking, for me personally, from my history of working in an ER and stuff, I've seen some really serious consequences. And children who are hypersensitive to cigarette smoke potentially could trigger their asthma. So I'm sorry if I somehow misconstrued that or didn't communicate well, but that's what I was trying to say.
But, you know, even now, it sounds like you're saying that if we don't ban outdoor smoking in the park, that we're going to have a whole bunch of emergency room visits.
No, I'm trying to say that I'm not a proponent of smoking, and I went into that in great detail, as you recall.
Yes, you did.
So what I was saying about the smoking on the river trail is, for me, it's you're out there and it's a healthy environment. You're trying to encourage children to see and do healthy things, ride their bikes. And I think that we aren't curtailing anybody's freedom. They can all go smoke in their car. They can smoke at home. Just not there. And don't be littering. I mean, you remember at the CSAC meeting we talked about the fact that all of the litter that goes on is really expensive for the city to pick up all those cigarette butts.
There's littering ordinances already, right?
There are littering ordinances already.
So why not just enforce that instead of putting a new rule out?
Well, because we're trying to create a healthy environment. River
if that's
trails.
The case, then why don't you ban smoking on the city streets? Because that's where I see people smoking.
Yeah, well.
Why don't we just make ready? No, and I don't mean to put you on a
pipe. I don't think that's quite the same as the river trail. The city street isn't.
The city street
has more environment.
South City Park.
Okay, Charles. Thanks a lot.
All right. Bye.
Yeah, but here's my thing on this, Missy. Is I don't smoke. You know, I mean, I'm not out there on the river, and I use the park and all this. Nobody's proven to me that in an outdoor arena like that, that secondhand smoke can harm me. I mean, there may be a study, and somebody please point that out to me. But we're making a law that you can't enforce, one. And if that's true, that smoking at any of the parks can cause a problem, then there's more people smoking downtown, then let's make it smoke-free totally.
Well, but you're trying to promote health and
and
be out there doing exercise. But there's a difference.
And down the streets here for exercise.
There's a definite difference. And we're going to have to agree to disagree on this because I see the river trails as trying to give an example for children to be healthy and live a healthy life and having people.
I see a cut on personal freedoms. And the fact is we do have smoking. Smoking is not illegal, but littering is. So enforce the littering. My other thing is how are you going to enforce this? How is the city going to? I understand what you're saying, Missy, and I do. You know, emotionally, I agree with you. Logically, how do you enforce this? Rob Pelletti's already said there's no way he's going to enforce this, nor do we expect him to. So how
right.
is it enforced?
And we don't either. We think that it'll be kind of a social moray kind of thing where people just say, oh, no, not supposed to smoke here. And if you come up against a bad guy, you're probably going to ignore it that he's smoking. You're not going to address it. But, you know.
It's an unenforceable law. That's my bottom line. It's the purpose I understand, and I appreciate that. It makes people feel good. You know, gosh, if we can have smoke-free atmosphere out here, gosh, that's going to be super. There's already, you know, but I just... It's yep. not too often I get, you know, I get into this on something that doesn't affect me, because it doesn't affect me. But I just find this one, for some reason, that this one bothered me. I mean, I understand, but still, it kind of bothers me. You get last word here, though.
Don't have one.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. When we come back, how much time we have here?
About 30 seconds, 40 seconds. A little over 40 seconds.
Okay.
Yes.
When we come back, let's talk about the state of the economy. We talked about how we're doing better that way. Realignment.
Yeah,
the impact that this has had, and what you'd like to do for the next 4 years if
okay.
you get reelected.
All right.
We're going to be back in a few seconds here. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
News Radio. I'm Chris Foster.
This morning, we found out that the unemployment rate has fallen to its lowest level since I took office.
President Obama reacting to the new job numbers in Fairfax, Virginia. Unemployment down to 7.8%.
The Labor Department says the number of people surveyed who now say they are working jumped by 873,000 last month. A separate survey of employers finds 114,000 jobs were created in September. Still, the Labor Department notes many of those newly created jobs are part-time.
Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern. Mitt Romney releasing a statement that these numbers don't indicate real recovery. He's in Virginia and Florida today. American Airlines canceling 44 more flights today to inspect and fix loose seats. The airline says it's caused by wear and tear, poor design, and spills in the tracks. Fox News, we report, you decide.
There's a new car dealership in Shasta County, and it only sells lemons. That dealership has its grand opening on the Shasta College Theater stage, October 11th to the 20th. Don't just get mad. Find out how to get even with that salesman that sold you that lemon. Lemons is a hilarious adult comedy by Kent Broadhurst. For performance times and ticket information, go to shastacollege.edu/theater or get your tickets at the box office before each performance of Lemons.
The problem with California is there are too many politicians in Sacramento and not enough regular, hardworking people. That's why we need Brian Daly in the State Assembly. Brian Daly is a third-generation farmer and a small business owner who knows the value of integrity and a hard day's work. Brian Daly has balanced budgets, met a payroll, and created jobs. Brian Daly has fought against those in government who would take away our water and private property rights. And Brian Daly will work to end government regulation of our farms and businesses. If we want to fix the problems in Sacramento, then let's send a farmer to the State Assembly, someone who understands our way of life.
This is Brian Daly. We need representatives who are serious about working hard and getting the job done. As a third-generation farmer and small business owner, I'll fight for more jobs and a financially sound government. I would be honored to have your support. Paid for by Brian Daly for Assembly 2012.
I'm attorney Lucky Jasrani, and I help people here in the North State who are going through tough financial times and struggling with debt. Here's what a few people had to say about their experience at my law firm.
With the economy change, I lost my job and had to take a big salary cut.
I tried to work with the credit card companies, but no one seemed to care, even though I had been with them for 20 years.
If it hadn't been for Mr. Jasrani, I would have lost my car, my savings, and wages to debt collectors.
The law offices of Lucky Jasrani. We can help. Call today for a free consultation. 241-3350. That's 241-3350. 3350. We are a debt relief agency. We help people file bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code. These testimonials and endorsements do not constitute a guarantee, warranty, or prediction regarding the outcome of your legal matter.
This is Ed K. Blue at KCNR 1460 AM, inviting you to listen to our show, Bold Truth with Ed K. Blue and Wampus, on Fridays from 10 to 11 AM, where we explore and expose what is and what isn't the bold truth. Please join us on our quest for the truth. It will change the way you think and what you believe.
The Bold Truth, Fridays on KCNR, brought to you by California RV and Trailer and Stroop's Chainsaw.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bar. Linda's getting ready for Make-A-Wish, and her family's coming into town today. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices. Veterans get discounts, seniors get discounts, and it's man's last stronghold. any reason to disbelieve I get my hair cut there. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue.
Yeah,
I guess.
I could get my hair cut there now, too.
Missy, you're looking good.
Thank
Missy
you.
Is, as a lot of people know, as in the midst of her fight?
Yeah, her old chemotherapy fight.
That's right, with cancer.
For breast cancer.
But it's good news.
And winning the battle.
Yeah. You know what? People that think that oh gosh, cancer, death sentence. It's wrong. It's completely wrong.
Yeah, you wouldn't believe how many women have come up to me and said, oh, yeah, I had breast cancer 10 years ago or I had breast cancer 20 years ago. And
that's right.
So, it's definitely getting through the chemo is not a whole lot of fun, but I only have 2 more weeks of that and then 7 weeks of radiation and cured by Christmas.
There you go.
My Christmas present.
You know, what a great Christmas present for all of us.
It really is. It really is. Well, thank you.
Well, it's true. You know, Missy, we've known you since we've been in town and before you were running for politics, and when you were engaged with, I think it was Dancing with the Stars and all
right,
these things.
Right, that was the first time I met you.
Yeah. I ended up doing the cooking outside for the barbecue.
That's right. The very first Dancing with the Stars. Yeah. Linda was one of
the judges.
Right. I sat out there
in the crowd and I went, okay. I went, oh, hey, this is fun. I'll never do it. Oh. You know how far that went.
Then you got roped into it.
Is that the right word? It was whipped into it.
Hey, I want to remind people that on October 18th, Thursday, there will be the lighting of the Sundial Bridge, all pink. I'll be there as a survivor speaker. Unfortunately, I have to miss the League of Women Voters forum because I'd already committed to this ahead of that. So come on out.
October 18th. Well, we'll talk about that.
And watch the bridge turn pink.
Come on, we'll get somebody on here to talk about it before that.
Okay.
Let's talk about something that's near and dear to everybody's heart around here is realignment.
It is.
And, you know, I know that, I bet, do you all feel a little helpless over here at City watching the way the county has screwed this up?
Well, we feel helpless by the state and all the other entities that kind of we feel like we're being the dumping ground. On Tuesday night at the city council meeting, I suggested that we start doing some code enforcement in some of these motels and see if we can get some out of city owners to kind of own up to their responsibilities.
Thank you very much for that, because we know one of these hotels down has had 400 visits by the police, 68 arrests. People don't live in town. I know in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and just because I was just down there, they can make these public nuisances and shut them down. Can we do that here?
I'm hoping that we can do something like that.
To shut them down?
Just start really working on code enforcement. So the chief of police and some of the people in development department and code enforcement are getting together, and they're going to present an idea to us about how to make this happen so that we can get some of these problem solved, because it's just a recurrent problem and cost. There's a big cost.
$100 a time, I figure out something like that. It's like $100 every time the policeman goes to one of these places, and not counting then if he has to call in extra, and then they get into fights and all these things. But
right.
400 times to one hotel.
And the fact that we've tried to reinvent downtown, and then there's this whole issue that's also downtown that is in conflict with what we're trying to do in terms of making it a nice place down here. So
yeah, if you're going to make a rule, you have a rule about not about smoking, but being a jerk or being a thug. If you're a thug, you can't walk downtown. Something like that. Anyway, great. Okay, let's go to the phones. Henry, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Carl.
How are you? Fine. Do you have a question for Missy?
Well, probably, yes, it is a question. It seems that she's much for the non-smoking in the park thing. The non-smoking in the park part doesn't bother me near as much as personal freedom. And if they pass a law that says you can't smoke in the park, what comes next? I mean, are we going to say you can't drive your car down the street after 9 o'clock at night, or can you not go here or not go there? You're infringing on personal freedoms, and I think this shouldn't be a personal thing. I realize it is with the lady there because she doesn't like smoking, and that's fine. If she doesn't like smoking, she doesn't like smoking, but don't take personal freedoms away from people who do.
Okay, Henry.
Do you have an answer for that?
Well, Henry, thanks for the call-in. I feel that I'm not taking away their personal freedom because they can still smoke. They just don't smoke where their kids and people exercising. So I guess we, like I said to Carl, we're going to have to agree to disagree because I feel like
we
still have freedom to smoke.
Well, my question is, what comes next?
Well, who knows what comes next? I don't know what comes next week some of the time.
What personal
because
freedoms are you going to take away from us next? Through the city council.
I don't feel like I'm taking away personal freedom, so that's part of the discussion.
Well, that's a personal opinion. You know, I've been around a long time, and I've found that most people that are against smoking are ex-smokers.
No.
I don't know that be the case with you.
No, not.
But I run into people that are plumb radical about it.
Well, you know what, Well, Missy hasn't smoked before, but there are people that are really, really, really radical about smoking, about not smoking.
No,
and that's true.
I was a healthcare provider for 25 years.
And so, well, no, and I can see where that comes from. I see where Henry is saying is that it's not the smoking thing, it's the personal freedom thing. And I think that's probably where I'm at too. And I think that's where it is because I don't, you know, frankly, you know, smoking, it's a personal freedom for people. It's the loss of that. Thanks, Henry. Thank you very much. We got to take a break.
Thank you, Carl.
Okay, we got to take a break here. When we come back, let's finish up on realignment, you know, on some things. I know that Chief Paletti is facing a lot of, a lot of arrest. The opening of the jail helped a little bit, or the last third of the jail helped. But is there anything that the city council is looking at being able to help with the safety and the fact that our personal property theft has skyrocketed? We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio.
Big Bike Weekend is here and bigger than ever. October 12th, 13th, and 14th. Three free days of cruisers, sport bikes, vintage rides, and more. See vendors from across the U.S., competitions, the Oakland Police Drill Team, Horsepower Shootout, and more. There will be burnout contests, swimwear competition, and Metal Militia rider Nick Dunn. Plus, crack the code on our prize vault and win $10,000 in cash. Big Bike Weekend, October 12th, 13th, and 14th. Three free days of excitement brought to you by Holiday Inn and the Real Estate Group.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding two more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again?
Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialist in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945. For the North State's only comprehensive vein center, request MD Imaging.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl and the Bot, Linda's getting ready for Make-A-Wish tonight. And her family coming into town here in a little while. 8:45 in the morning on October the 5th. It's Friday. After us, of course, is Shasta Startup, a great business show. Very positive about Shasta County and Redding and Anderson and Cottonwood and all the good things that happen around here. Then after that, Bold Truth with Ed K. Blue and Wampus. Got to listen to them every so often because, or every Friday's a great time. And because they come up with some really great ideas, and they come up with different ideas. And you may not agree with them, but they are there, and they will, you know, call them, tell them, I don't think you're right, and then let you all argue it back and forth, pretty much like we do here. Our guest, Missy MacArthur. We hired new cops.
We did. That's part of the good news about the revenues. Our TOT increasing, our sales revenues increasing. So we're able to open the fire station and hire a few policemen back.
Okay.
Get some things happening.
Okay, well, we need to do that. We need to get the realignment under. And again, a lot of this came from the county, and the sheriff did a good job. I think the supervisor should have really leaned into it earlier. And trying to get some of these things open, but it's been a year.
Yeah, that,
I mean, come on.
That program was kind of a slow starter, you'd have to say, at the least.
You know what? You're being really nice, Missy. I mean, a slow starter. It was a non-starter until like what, last June. Anyway,
well, I know that when we had our workshop on this issue, I kind of leaned into some people and said this is very disappointing that more hasn't been done with.
Oh yeah,
you know, you've had a year, so
and they had the money.
They
had the money too.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, oh, we're waiting for the money. No, they had the money too. Okay,
well,
but now we're on the line, we're on the track. Yeah. So we'll just let that one. We'll let that one slide.
So besides the code enforcement idea, one of the things that's happening, I think that you had Ed Rollman on here, I think from C.R. Gibbs.
That's
right.
Yeah,
he and Kurt Starman got together, and he.
I'm glad you said that because Ed made a special point of calling me back. He said, "When Missy's on." Thank her for what she did to help get this, to get the crime watch going.
Oh, well, that was nice of him.
He made a specific point of saying that.
Yeah. Well, so we have the Reading Merchant Crime Watch, which whenever there's some kind of suspect type person lingering or looking like they're about to shoplift or in fact shoplifting or doing some criminal activity, the emails go out, the RPD is called, and they're getting quite good at identifying.
Yeah, and Ed has now put me on the list, and I've already gotten something from one of the places that they had a photo of the guy. The cashier walks around on the side, and he had all this stuff gathered to steal. And as soon as he saw her, he jumped up and he ran. Well, now they've got a photo of him that's circulating.
I saw the picture.
Yeah.
I'm on the email list, too. So
yeah.
I drive along and I go, man, does that look like that guy? No, not quite. I'm ready.
Don't jump out of the car and attack. No citizen's arrest here.
I will
not
do that.
All right, good.
I will not
promise.
Do that.
Okay. The, it's my computer turning off, everybody, in case you're wondering, because it turns off at this time every day because the battery runs out at about 10 minutes till. So if you have any other comments, send them to Bob. Missy, vision for the next 4 years.
Well,
you want to be reelected. You came in at a tough time. I mean, you came in at a tough time. I mean, the fights with the unions over, you know, and they had to be reformed. And frankly, they're still being reformed. Yeah, I know the state's doing it. You know, two-tiered system. We've got people being laid off. Well, you know, the furloughs or the working every Friday, which I think seems to be working.
It does.
There's cuts in pay for the managers. I mean, it was tough when you came in. It wasn't a walk in the park.
And I'm looking forward to having some good times, like I mentioned. And
yeah,
I'd love to see us build a new police station. That's been a goal. As I mentioned from the dais the other day, that Chief Hansen, our previous chief of police, said it seems like he either has a council that had the money but not the will to build a station, or had the will but not the money. And he felt like our current council has the will but not the money. So I'm hoping that in this next 4 years that we will have the will and the money, and we will get a police station.
Well, why don't we just have a big bake sale? And
I think it's a little more
expensive. Why don't you do this? Why don't you go to these cockroach hotels that there's, you know, we're sending the police to 400 times a year and charge them? Hey, we're going to charge you $200 every time that policeman walks in, you know, drives onto your lot.
You know, I think you have a great idea there.
Why not? Why not? And just say this is to help pay for the extra overtime.
I don't know if we can do it legally, but I like the idea.
Well, you know what? Let them sue you. Okay, so what? I mean, you've got. What's Duvernay do? He just sits there all day, right? He's just a lawyer. What, how much do you pay him? Pay him up $250,000 a year with perks and all that. More than, you know. What's he doing?
So I don't know.
He has assistants too. Send one of them after him.
We would like to, you know, figure out a way to find these out of town owners that are creating these problems.
I will stop bringing this up. This just bothers me because here's my city council that wants to do this. Here's my police chief that wants to do this. But we all know there's probably some law that's in there that says, oh, no, you can't do that. Hey, we got to take a quick break, but come back. Coach Bob, you'll be right up right after this break. Carl Lindebot, Missy MacArthur's with us, our city councilwoman. We'll be right back. This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, Gunmetal Gray. And Mary says, through a friend, we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Jeff, Shirley, and the Anderson Cottonwood Seroptimus invite you to the Fall Home and Holiday Show, October 13th and 14th at the Fairgrounds in Anderson. The holidays will be here before you know it. Need new flooring, new appliances, and furniture? Looking for the latest in home electronics and holiday gift ideas? You'll find all that and much more at the home show everyone looks forward to, the original Fall Home and Holiday Show, October 13th and 14th at the Fairgrounds in Anderson. Meet with local experts for all the advice and tips you need to prepare for the holidays all in one convenient location. You'll find everything you need to make this holiday season a family event to remember, with ideas and designs from local businesses ready and willing to serve all your home improvement and decorating needs, and holiday gift ideas for everyone on your shopping list. The Shasta Garden Railroad Society will display their large-scale trains all dressed up for the holidays, and the Saturday barbecue competition, all at the original local Fall Home and Holiday Show, Saturday and Sunday, October 13th and 14th at the Fairgrounds in Anderson.
At Platinum Auto Glass, if it has wheels and windows, our certified technicians can fix it. That's right, certified technicians specializing in every aspect of window repair and replacement. Whether it's in the shop or at your location with our mobile service. The best part is, all of our work is guaranteed and we'll even help you pay your deductible. A chipped, cracked, or leaky window can be unsafe and possibly get you a ticket as well. Don't put off what our techs can do for you. Platinum Auto Glass, 229-1799. The best price in town, hands down. Get the Platinum experience.
Redding Harley-Davidson's 2012 Open House is here, Saturday, October 6th from 9 to 5. See the latest Harley-Davidsons at your only Redding Harley-Davidson dealer. It's a day of demo rides, food from Fat Boys Barbecue, cold beverages, an enter to win, and so much more. The new bikes are coming, and now's your chance to experience them firsthand. Also, witness the unveiling of a very special item in partnership with Big Bike Weekend. Speaking of Big Bike Weekend, come see us at our booth and say hey. Redding Harley-Davidson, 2012 Open House, Saturday, October 6th from 9 to 5.
Well, I won't back.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Friday. Hey, a live read for Redding Harley Davidson. You just heard about it, but you're right. You know what? Big Bike Weekend is next weekend, but Saturday is open house at Redding Harley Davidson at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. It starts at 10 in the morning until 5 in the afternoon. Go down and ride that bike you've always wanted to ride, and then buy it. They'll make a great deal for you. Talk to Nathan. Ernie and Jessica will be down there. This is a locally owned, family-run business. Redding Harley Davidson. Is this a good business to have? I mean, an icon of America?
I think so.
I think it is. I mean, I think it's great. So head on down to 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Give them a call at 241-7117. They've got that big open house tomorrow. And Big Bike Weekend. You know what? You can still get a bike in time for Big Bike Weekend. It's going to be huge. It's grown. There's been a lot of work done on this Big Bike Weekend. You've got to get out there and take a look at this. Hilltop Drive is going to swing.
Are you going to be riding?
Oh, we're going to be riding. And if you want to experience the ride and live the dream, you got to go down to Redding Harley Davidson. Our guest, Missy MacArthur. And we have Coach Bob. Thanks for waiting.
Hey, good morning, Missy. Good morning, Carl.
Good
everybody
morning.
Else. Quick thing, you know, if my dogs or cats set off inadvertently my burglar alarm at my house and the cops show up more than about two times, I get nasty letters in the mail saying next time they're going to charge me for false alarms. I don't see what issue there would be at all with charging motels for all of the times they have to show up.
You know, I hope you are absolutely right, Coach Bob.
No, I've gotten that letter before, too, Coach Bob.
No,
that's
no,
a
I've
good
gotten,
point. Yeah.
I've gotten the
you've gotten that letter,
letter
too?
But I think that I'm hoping that he's right, that we can utilize it the same way on
great.
Those on
yeah.
those
motels. Just hit him 100 times. Hit him with a $100 fine 10 times a day.
Well, we'll be getting
well,
a report on that.
There you go. It's as simple as that. $100 fine 10 times a day. You know, people have to help be responsible to the whole issue. That is the managers, owners of the little flea bags.
Yeah.
There you
and,
got it.
You know, that
we agree.
Accept responsibility. See you. Have a great weekend.
You
Coach,
too.
Coach Bob just solved the whole plan. Whole problem right there.
Right there.
Okay, Missy.
Well, let's
fundraisers?
Just,
anything? Or how do people get a hold of you for the campaign? Or
you know, you can get a hold of me through the city clerk, 225-4444, and through the city email. I'm not really doing a lot of fundraisers, just sort of low-key.
Yeah, I've seen your signs out.
Yeah, signs and, you know.
Being on this great radio station.
Absolutely.
And Monday night you're going to be in the... I think it's a debate, the city council.
Oh, right.
Tonight.
Yeah, the Tea Party
yeah,
debate.
Out
yeah,
there
right.
on
South Bonneview.
South Bonneview. That should be interesting to hear that.
Right.
We got a couple of minutes left. You talked about the vision for a new police department, which would be great. You know, we've got to find some way of getting them out of this place that should be condemned. And so they're talking about though moving them into the city hall.
Right. And then building some ancillary buildings next door that would house the...
What about just putting up those, you know, those...
What, Quonset huts or something?
Well, not Quonset huts, but, you know, the prefabs, something like that.
Well, yeah. they have to be built in such a way that they're like, bomb-resistant and...
The whole
super,
thing?
Yeah.
I thought just the communication center that
yeah,
you'd already
had. In fact,
had.
Isn't Les Moberg coming on next and...
Yeah, well, he was here last week. He's yeah. probably coming on next,
cause,
too.
Because he actually is the architect that would be helping us design.
Really?
But it has to be designed for essential services that
yeah.
doesn't
doesn't come apart the first time there's a hard rain.
Well, that there's a true emergency in our community.
Okay. All right. Well, Missy, thanks a lot for being here.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
We got a
stay positively ready, everybody.
Well, it is. You know what? There's a lot of really positive things. And you know what? When you think about it, where we were 4 years ago and where we are now, there's been a lot of positive things.
Oh, yeah. Our financial picture is much rosier.
And in the next 4 years, with a boost from the national electorate, I think, I think a lot of people are just waiting until after this election.
Yeah, did you see this morning that the unemployment rate's down?
Yeah, did you also see that millions have stopped looking for work?
Well, there's
that's
always
part
that.
Of it. You know, so there's, it's down, but then all these people are stopped looking for work. That's unfortunate. But it's the first time that it's gotten below 8% in 44 months.
Since 2009, they said.
That's
a good sign. Hopefully
that's a good
it
sign.
Keeps making good signs.
Well, I would like to see, I'd like to see, we're getting ready to run out of time, is what kind of new businesses that we need to bring here and all that, but we've run out of time. Okay, Missy, thanks a lot for being here.
Thank you.
Monday night, you'll be in a debate with Dick Dickerson and Gary Cadd out there on South Bonnie View, and we'll be talking about that more, too. Right behind us here is going to be Shasta Startup. This was Carl in the Bot. I want you to have a great weekend. We're going to be at Make-A-Wish. Remember, Melissa Hunt's going to be Melissa on the Roof down at Mary's Pizza Shack down in Anderson, starting tonight at 5 till tomorrow at 8 p.m. for a fundraiser for Family Justice Center. And what else, Miss?
Clean up Anderson, at down behind Rayleigh's.
That's right. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Casey and our Shasta Reddick.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady.
This morning, we found out that the unemployment rate has fallen to its lowest level since I took office.
President Obama's reaction at a Virginia campaign rally to a nearly four-year low in the unemployment rate, 7.8% in September. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz is live in Fairfax.
The jobs numbers gave new energy to the president's campaign after being left on the defensive over his debate performance. The president hailing the continued job growth, but he was careful not to be seen as spiking the ball.
We've still got too many of our friends and neighbors who are looking for work. And there are too many middle-class families that are still struggling to pay the bills.
The president says it's critical that his policies not be ended if growth is to continue. Lisa?
Mike, the number of jobs created, 114,000. Mitt Romney says with millions still looking for work, that does not reflect a real recovery. The unemployment rate fell as the number of people who said they're employed unexpectedly soared by 873,000. One economist